Will college campuses go the way of newspapers? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Colleges, like newspapers, will be torn apart by the internet, according to Zephyr Teachout, assistant professor of law at Fordham University. She writes in the Washington Post, "Students starting school this year may be part of the last generation for which going to college means packing up, getting a dorm room, and listening to tenured professors." Teachout says the same kind of economic forces causing a crisis in the newspaper industry will hit colleges and universities.
Well, both colleges and newspapers have traditionally depended upon being able to sell information that others don't have, that the professor has a vast array of depths of knowledge. And so you go to college, putting aside the utilitarian reason for the degree, in part to have access to that special information. Newspapers also have traditionally sold themselves and been able to sell because they contain information which you cannot get elsewhere. Both of these then have depended upon this hard-to-get information, and the internet, of course, totally changes that.
That seems like a bit of a narrow view of universities and colleges and what they provide and why people want to attend them. There's so much more than just any exclusive information that some professors might hold. And I think it's been true for a long time that knowledge is sort of out there and available from other places.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons I wanted to write this is I actually think that the college experience is an extraordinary and very special one, and it does far more than provide data points, but actually can transform the way that you think. What's true, though, is if you look at the research about why students choose to go to college, the biggest reasons are often not particularly the love of learning. In fact, what they say is they go to college to get a degree which will increase their earning power and increase their status in society. What that means is students, I believe, will increasingly choose the cheaper option. When there's two degrees available, they'll choose the cheaper degree. The pressure to say, well, I'll take at least half my classes online, or I'll go to a school that provides a lot of online classes because it's going to cost me thousands of dollars less, is in the future going to lead to the normalization of the online degree.
With newspapers, there are not a lot of people clamoring to read them and, in fact, competing to read them, right? But I see absolutely no ebbing of the desire of young people to get into colleges, to go to campuses, to have dorm rooms, to live the college life. And these kids right now could be going to online educational institutions that already exist, but they're not.
I actually think more students are going to end up going to college in the first place. So that part of the reason we're going to see a change where the online university is the normal state of affairs is because more and more students will go to get the degree, but it'll become more mainstream to have most or a significant fraction of that degree be online.
Zephyr Teachout with Fordham University Law School. We'll hear a counterpoint to her argument tomorrow. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.